Filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years of Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Today is March 5th. It is 3 p.m. in the afternoon. It's a lovely day in Kingston, and I'll be your host for the next hour. My name is Abby, and this is my program called Fly on the Wall. Today, I have one of my best friends here with me, Katie.
Nice to meet you. My name's Katie.
Thanks for coming on today. So basically, I told Katie, do what you want with the playlist today. We have very similar music taste, but I will say Katie falls a little bit more into the rocky side than I do. So we got a really good Rocky-esque playlist for us today. What inspired you this week?
Honestly, I kind of just played some of my favorites, but I also did a lot of deep diving into Canadian music
because
obviously we got to play some Canadian tracks.
Of course.
And I found some songs I'd never heard. I found some I hadn't listened to since I was a kid listening to the radio with my dad.
I love it.
And so I'm excited for you guys to all hear it.
Yes, I'm very excited too. So Katie, we were just having this discussion before this started, and I wanted to bring it onto here for everyone to hear. But if you were to make a band out of any performer that has ever existed, dead or alive, but you could not use two performers from the same band, what would you do?
So it's one of my favorite questions because I think it says a lot about a person and what their music taste is. My top ones that I don't think I'll ever change is Jimi Hendrix on the guitar, lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
If you can play the guitar with your teeth, I want you on my band. The other one, Neil Peart. We're actually later on going to be playing some Rush for you guys.
We'll be getting into some Rush later.
But I told Abby, Neil Peart, if anyone wants to look at 360 degrees drum set,
I need to give that a go.
Please give it a listen or a look. Uh-huh. Watching him do it is crazy. Paul McCartney on bass guitar. I think he could be versatile. Some singing, some writing. And I always say my lead singer is always a toss-up because I think so many people are so talented in such different ways. But we were talking, and I feel pretty set on Freddie Mercury for this one.
I love it. I think he's the best. And yeah, so I think that can give you a pretty good scope of how knowledgeable Katie is on music. We always chop it up about music all the time. It's the greatest thing you can talk about. It's the loveliest thing to share. And yeah, so I'm really excited. We're going to dive into it. The first song is by the band Hotel Ugly. They made that one song that we were talking about earlier called Shut Up, My Mom's Calling.
Yes.
Super awesome. This one Katie just sent to me the other day when we were getting this playlist going, and it's super cool. This is I Think I Left the Stove On by Hotel Ugly.
I wanna walk in your shoes so I can see what's in your pants.
That is Golden Slumbers by, you guessed it, the Beatles. I think that might be my favorite Beatles song, other than A Day in the Life. But if any song in the world needs to be longer, it's that one.
One of my top favorites as well. It's why I had to send it to Abby for this list. Mm-hmm. Also love While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh,
of course.
So good.
But this one, that one's a little bit more like emotional. This one's definitely like waking up on a Sunday morning. Just so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's so fun to play on guitar too. It's really easy actually.
It was longer.
Oh, I should teach it to you how to play it on the guitar because it's so easy and fun. Okay, yeah, so the next one we have, it was an intentional next up song because both of us had the same experience on separate occasions with this song. It is by Joe Keery, right? That's his name.
Yes, Joe Keery.
Steve Harrington from Stranger Things, the man of End of the Beginning. This song is called Charlie's Garden, and it is such, it's a Beatles song.
It literally sounded, I listened to it for the first time on auto shuffle.
Yeah.
Had never heard it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this a Beatles song I've never heard before?
Impossible, though.
And yeah, I was like, but what Beatles song have I not heard before? So I went and looked, and it was from his album from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
About him and Charlie Heaton, one of his co-stars from Stranger Things.
That's what it's about?
Yeah, there's a voicemail later in it of that Charlie Heaton sent to him.
Oh my God,
that he added into the song. So if you take a listen, it's actually Charlie Heaton's voice.
I love that.
In that voicemail.
Well, that's really sweet. And it's such a beautiful song. It's so much fun. It's very just happy. It's a happy song. Let's get into it. This is Charlie's Garden by Joe.
One more day. on your way, but we're not gonna get to you tonight. Maybe Thursday, maybe Friday. I don't know. Sorry, man.
Fire's on. It takes a day for the water to boil. Thank me now. But when the sun's down, we're gonna be warm. The man is up with a limp and a rake in his hand. You doubt me now.
Take a second. Two, three,
four.
One, two, three, one, a two, a one, two, three.
That is Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. An amazing song. Katie showed this to me the other day. I haven't stopped listening to it. One, I love when they talk at the start of songs. I feel like you're in the room with them. Especially this one, you feel like you're in the room with them when they're recording it. It's super awesome. And it's very late 60s, early 70s vibes. It's beautiful. And it's a great song. Where'd you find this one?
So, funny enough, our lovely roommate and best friend, Chloe, her dad showed it to me one day.
Who is absolutely, let me say, a musical wizard.
100% was in a band, has given me so many of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. But I have been really getting into yacht rock the past few years.
Yes, I love it.
And I've been loving a lot of Al Stewart, Supertramp, ELO, and I was telling him about it. And he gave me his headphones and his phone, and he played it for me in like noise-canceling headphones. Yes. And it was honestly a transcendent experience. Yeah. I don't know if that's reaching, but to me, listening to it for the first time was incredible.
Totally. You want to hear a really funny story of my dad's about Supertramp? So he was on the beach one time. I think he was in Florida or something with a friend. Hi, Dad, if you're listening to this. But he pondered upon a tent, and they were giving out free stuff, and it was an album release party, and it was the Breakfast in America album release party, but my dad had no idea who Supertramp was at the time, but he got, like, a bunch of merch, and he was at this party to celebrate, and he didn't even know, and then he got rid of all the stuff, of course, because parents always got to get rid of the coolest stuff. And yeah, I thought that's so funny
enough. Breakfast in America is one of my most prized vinyls that I own, and the fact
I got
that
it from Campus Discs. Did you
really
know that?
Yeah. I actually, Luke, my boyfriend, he bought it for me because it's one of my favorite albums ever. But it's so hard to track down, so it's funny that he just gave it away.
No. I love it. But next up,
speaking of dads showing you songs and
exactly.
Dads knowing what's up or not knowing what's up with rock, the next song is a song that as a kid I would hear on the radio all the time.
My dad
would have his alternative station on, and as a kid I was like, turn that off.
Please.
I don't want to be listening to this right now. I'd have to drive to soccer like every day and be like, oh, I'm hearing the same like songs over and over again. But now that I'm older and can appreciate it a little bit more, I'm listening it with my own free will.
Exactly.
So the next one is Canadian. So that's probably why we were hearing it so much, but it's just
so nostalgic
for me.
It's totally a song that I would hear on the radio as a kid, and I haven't heard it probably since I was 8, 9, 10 years old in the car, like going to dance lessons or something. But yes, it's such a fun song to bring back into our lives. This is Juliet by Colorado.
Son, you've got so much to learn. The love of life that you have kept, smiling on your dying day. You got a grace about you, yeah. Smoking her last cigarette. Three is tea. Puts on Patsy Cline, cuts across some sandwiches and mentions how she don't mind dying. Tells stories about Pearl and Earl, best friends that she once had. We do the dishes, then she says it's time for bed. The love of life that you have kept, smiling on your dying day. You got a grace about you, yeah. Cigarette.
screen last night before she slept. No plans for breakfast except to read the note she left. Gray and white skies, that day was a blur for me. She made me promise not to cry, so here is a drink I drink to thee. The love of life that you have kept. Yeah.
That's Limelight by Rush. And you're listening to my program, Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's about 3:30 on this lovely Thursday. And that song, it's a great one. I mean, Geddy Lee, like we were talking about before on the drums, he's disgusting with it. Like, he's
Neil
so
Peart,
good.
For sure.
What's his name?
Neil Peart.
Neil Peart. What did I say?
Geddy Lee is their lead singer, which I have some funny stories about after.
Yes, totally. But one thing I just love about this band, because I'm a big Greta fan and Led Zeppelin, but Geddy Lee, the lead singer, that's why.
Yes.
Because I had to say this, I'm getting confused. Geddy Lee sounds like the lead singer of Greta Van Fleet, Josh Kiska. And we just learned that 3 out of 4 members of Greta Van Fleet are actually all brothers, which I think is really sweet. And they're a great band. But regardless, Katie is not so big of a fan of Rush, she would say.
So I definitely think Rush is a super talented, incredible Canadian band.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends and I kind of have a bit of a running joke that women don't react very well to Geddy Lee's voice. I don't know what it is.
I think he has a great voice, honestly, but maybe I'm the anomaly here.
Maybe you are.
Yeah.
My mom also, though, big Rush fan.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm learning more and more people are.
Yes.
But it's even funnier because if I were to be asked, who's the most famous person you've ever met? I think that Geddy Lee would be my most famous
That's
person.
A pretty cool person to
yeah,
have met.
I've met him 2 times.
2 times is also crazy.
Yeah, because he used to be, he was friends with the owner of the restaurant I worked at for years. And so, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Maybe this radio show is me coming around to Geddy Lee. It's finally happening.
Maybe
but
it
yes,
is.
Limelight, regardless, one of my favorite Rush songs. Neil Peart on the drums,
Neil
incredible.
The drums.
Had to put it in there again. And just overall instrumentals, just insane. And speaking of incredible Canadian bands.
Mm-hmm. We got one coming up by Sloan. Honestly, I don't know too much about them. I've just started recently listening to them because I've inherited my mother's CD collection, which has been so amazing. A big part of me starting this program is because I'm enjoying this getting back to our analog way of living. I love physical media. Me and Katie both love collecting vinyls and just having things tangible. I think it makes the listening experience a lot more special. So I've been listening to a lot more Sloan because my mom has a few discs by them, which has been really lovely. But why'd you pick this song?
So I am actually, funny enough, if we say that Rush is for the men, Sloan, funny enough, is for the women. I feel like most of the Sloan fans I know, like moms, I feel like all moms are big Sloan fans. But no, I just think they're an incredible Canadian band.
Yeah.
They're, I believe, from the 90s,
mm-hmm.
which 90s rock, also incredible. We've listened to a lot more of 70s,
mm-hmm.
Is what I generally listen to. But I've been trying to get more into some 90s rock.
I love it.
Lately.
So, I love it.
Yeah, and this one's a great Canadian choice.
Yeah, this one is Money City Maniacs by Sloan.
over by the worms. Wet fishing. Wet fishing. Wet
is Weird Fishes Arpeggi by the one and only Radiohead. This is the first Radiohead song that I discovered on my own account, heard on my own account, loved on my own account. It may be basic, but it's my favorite on the album. It's my favorite song of theirs. Maybe not anymore. But whatever, it's an amazing song, and me and Katie were just talking about how we feel like this song is the personification of us and our other two roommates, Ali and Chloe. We're listening to a lot of Radiohead together and individually these days, and it's just, I don't know, it's just a lovely song, and it really just reminds me of you three so much. And we are so lucky to be in a situation where you have three roommates and four people total, and you're all best friends and just like love everything about each other and love hanging out all the time. It's so lovely.
It is seriously incredible. So amazing, heartwarming. Mm-hmm. Ali, actually, on my way out, I showed her some of the songs that I was like, I'd sent Abby, wasn't sure what she would vibe with for the show, but she goes, if Abby doesn't play Weird Fishes, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Well, you got it, Ali. You're welcome.
But yes, this is also, if Breakfast in America is one of my prized vinyls, In Rainbows is definitely up there. I think the three of you know how much I just love In Rainbows.
Yes.
And just discovered it came out in 2007. Didn't even realize. To me, Radiohead is just a classic 90s rock band, similar to Sloan.
Uh-huh.
But it's crazy that this kind of has that older feel, but came out pretty recently.
Exactly. I love it. It's so good. And next up, I would say, I feel like Gorillaz are kind of like Radiohead in the sense that they just make progressive music that makes you like feel a lot. Yeah.
Super experimental, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean to say, experimental.
Yeah, they both, like, they're very genre bending.
Yes.
Every song is just so different.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even just put it in one word or one genre.
Mm-hmm.
And so this next one is the Gorillaz' brand new album called The Mountain, I believe.
Yes.
And I looked into it, and it's so interesting. The two co-creators of Gorillaz were born 10 days apart, which sounds like fate.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, a couple years ago, both of their fathers passed away 10 days apart as well.
Yeah.
And so this whole album is kind of like a love letter to their fathers, in a sense. It's all about they were going back and forth between, like, to and from India.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of those, like, Eastern influences, both, like, musically and, like, in the lyrics that they're writing. exciting. Mm-hmm. So this album, I've listened to the whole thing, is super incredible, very cool. Every song is something different. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And yeah, I second everything she said. It's a beautiful album, comes from a beautiful place. The Gorillaz are just super cool. And let's give it a go. This is Orange County.
You know the hardest thing is to say goodbye to someone you love. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah, start to finish. Are you gonna, if people go, when this come out, you're gonna listen to everything and every single word, and everybody's gonna know when you get to the first show after this drop, they're gonna be singing right along and feeling every word.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it for you.
It's gonna be good to see my people.
This ain't a happenstance or whim. Our love is continual.
Continuing,
same of sin. It's deeper than our love is bigger than time or race. Our love is rhythm and charm. It resonates in every space. It fills the place of beautiful people. My beautiful.
customs of things. Our love ain't a glitzy Valentine or me.
Is Beautiful People by Jill Scott off of her new album, first album in over a decade that she has released, called To Whom This May Concern. It's a beautiful album. She obviously has an incredible voice. Her lyricism is really beautiful. And one thing I noticed earlier, that wow, wow, you know, that is in, to me, that's so recognizable. It's in so many like hip hop tracks. And it's also in, if anyone's ever listened to Homer Radio, it's Frank Ocean's kind of radio station thing. I mean, it's not like this. He's not chatting it up, unfortunately. But he plays a bunch of cool music and does some really good mixes. And episode 54, the last and final episode, it has that wow, wow all through it. And I thought it was so funny. I couldn't figure out where it was from when I first listened to this song. But yeah, what'd you think?
So this one, I was looking for new music a couple of weeks ago, and I stumbled on this album completely randomly. Mm-hmm. And although we've been playing a lot of rock, I'm also a huge R&B fan.
Totally.
So I kind of just got pulled in by, yeah, how beautiful her voice sounds, mm-hmm. by kind of that jazzy element, mm-hmm. To it.
Totally.
And yeah, I just kind of fell in love.
Yeah, it's a great track. And it's been a great episode today with you, Katie, because we have gone all over both of our music tastes. We've done indie, alternative, rock, jazzy, R&B, I don't even know, all over the place, but that's the beauty of it, man.
Exactly. Like, music's not supposed to be just one genre or one thing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they all work together so well is just kind of warms my heart.
It does. And we were just saying earlier how all of these songs give us a really warm, fuzzy feeling inside. And it was a happy playlist today. It's been so lovely having you on. I love talking with you about music. If anyone wants to have a good conversation about music or honestly anything, she's a history gal. She is very intelligent. She is Katie Rutherford. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Means so much coming from you.
Of course. And yeah, this is Fly on the Wall, my radio program on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. I hope everyone has a lovely day. And here is our last one, Root of All Evil by Daniel Caesar. Bye.
Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with, the same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.